on brain tilings. It's based on these publications made by published in collaboration with friends in the UK. So brain tilings are representations of 4D and X1 supersymmetric quiver gauge theories. These are world volume theories of D3 brains probing non-compactoric Calabi-Yau free singularities. Intriguingly, the field theory parameters satisfy the Euler formula. This observation was used by Hanani and Kenaway to represent the supersymmetric gauge theories as a bipartite periodic graph on the two toes. This is the simplest such example of a tiling, a hexagonal tiling, representing a 4D Super-Young-Mills theory. The gauge, the faces of this tiling correspond to UN gauge groups. The edges of this tiling correspond to bifundamental or adjoint fields. And white nodes correspond to positive, and black nodes correspond to negative terms in the superpotential. The vacuum modulized space of these supersymmetric gauge theories is a Calabi-Yau threefold, and it can be characterized by a partition function known as the Hilbert series, which counts mesonic gauge invariant operators. I can relabel the hexagons in arbitrary fashion, and this generates theories who correspond to all possible abelian orbifolds of C3. So this is, for instance, the C3 over Z3 model. Let me, for the moment, consider the Z2 cos Z2 orbifold of C3, which has this tiling, and pick one of those bifundamental fields and give a VEF to it. This corresponds to deleting the edge in the corresponding tiling, and I remain with valency 2 nodes, which correspond to quadratic mass terms in the superpotential. These I can integrate out, and this corresponds graphically to combining nodes in the brain tiling picture. So at the end, I remain with a new brain tiling which corresponds to the suspended pinch point model. I can do this graphical Higgs mechanism again on this tiling and obtain a tiling which is made of those square faces, which corresponds to the famous Conifold theory. I can again relabel the faces, and again I obtain all possible abelian orbifolds of the Conifold. Here there's a two orbifold corresponding to the theory related to the Zeeff-Herzog surface. Let me now focus on one of those faces and do a local mutation of this brain tiling. This mutation is known to preserve the mesonic modulized base of this quiver gauge theory. And this phenomenon is called toric duality, and it has been shown to be equivalent to Seidel duality. Brain tilings also encode closed paths on the torus. These are called zigzag paths, and these intersect uniquely at one of those edges of the brain tiling. When I preserve the intersections of these zigzag paths, as well as map the zigzag paths to faces of a new tiling, I obtain a completely new tiling, which in this case corresponds to the Z4 before the C3. So this untwisting map relates completely to completely different brain tilings together, which actually do not share the same mesonic modular space, but in fact share the same spectrum of gauge mesonic and bosonic gauge invariant operators, the so-called master space. We named this correspondence specular duality. So I shown you the whole life cycle of a brain tiling under orbifolding, Higgsing, and toric and specular duality transformation of the tiling. And I can use this technique, for instance, to classify all possible brain tiling corresponding to reflexive polygons, which represent Calabi-Yau threefold singularities. So here is one example. Another application is to use specular duality to generate higher genus brain tilings. So this is a genus 2 brain tiling. Here's another one. Last month, we were able to publish a paper classifying the first few examples of genus 2 brain tilings. In conjunction to our new developments introducing boundaries to these pictures, which correspond the quiver gauge theory set up to flavor groups, we expect to find new discoveries on this new infinite class of quiver gauge theories. So, yeah, this is an overview of what we like to do in the future. Thank you very much.